样好，可以吃肥。As long as I had the last load of mine, I'd see if I could take you out of that. I'd be up there right away. Kitchen. Here's it set up in my roommate's little portable. Tape. I got one of my keys in it. Had some pretty good luck with that. Games here buying some tapes. I mean, little cassettes. All I've got is this one tape recorder, the one that he gave me. And we had some pretty good tapes in there. Put these tapes up that he gave me. I'm fairly well set up. What are you doing? One of the nice things about having a little mess go to the bar, sometimes it gets company. The only way to write letters. Am I right? Jerry, if you can hear me right now, this is a man that took me for a ride in the old days when we were put in the strike and set in the fact that I radio for it there. And let me tell you this, you may be on the helicopter pilot, but there's one thing about it. You understood the signals in the back seat when I started beating on the canopy. And you're back there in Norfolk, isn't it?
Yeah.
Having a good time? Screw some of those lovely Norfolk ladies to me. Because that is a good liberty time.
His tape that he sent back, he turned it on when he was having a party at his place.
He's got everybody in it, and the dogs pissing on the floor.
It's a great place. One of my buddies that I went to school with, quite famous, Gary, and he studied in Central School all the time. My buddy and his wife were there. They're all talking. Damn good place.
Well, hey, old Jer, hang in there by your thumb, and then if you live right, maybe you may get to fly 15 airplanes in a day.
Well, he's going up there. Guess he goes to Washington, D.C. on a day he flies up there. He doesn't like to see y'all, but I tell you, it's a hell of a lot better than Fort Benning, Georgia. Hey, you old buddy, I'll tell you what, I'll talk to you later tomorrow.
Okay.
That was the guy that you flew with, you remember, going out on an LV. That's it. Room right next to the bar. Yeah, they got to check this letter and see how he picked all that up. Well, it seems to be coming in loud and clear. Just any music to the tape. They're afraid of this system. You can't have any music while I'm running the tape recorder. My roommate's portable just ran out, his battery ran down. Music was getting real slow. Throw your fart sounded like your bass voice. Anyway, I just thought these music could run out and get up. Radio, I'm all stripped down here, just laying on my bed, not doing anything. I feel like I don't have the energy to get up. Go over there. Hey, that really was an awesome place. I really enjoyed that. And, play this to Paul and Cheryl. How you doing, Paul, old buddy? You think you're a dumb shit? Old jet doc was flying SPs. I told you SPs were pigs when I was flying them. Now you fly them. Oh, it's funny, isn't it? You'll probably get somewhere and get off to a big jet sometime. And might come over here, still here, and get down to that tour of duty. Myself, a lot of the guys that are just getting older, five of the JVs, two of the JVs got transferred back into jets from Canadian Mississippi as instructors. Two more of them got DS-41 in North Island training students in the early 30s. There's a possibility of going back into jet plantation after a year and a half, sitting in a back seat of the OV-10. It wouldn't throw me too much. Either one's those routes, going to Meridian or going back to North Island with the instructor doesn't turn me on that much. And I suppose it'd be nice to fly jets. Think that this thing fly VR or something. Get some big old four-engine aircraft and get up and travel around the jet. I'm going to have 2 years when I get out of here. So I'm just going to put into a squadron and let them work on me, want to send me where they want to. I figure if I put in for VR, I'll probably end up going to Hawaii. A lot of people can get VR 21 on here. And I feel fast for anything within reason out of this place. We have a good chance of getting it. The Admiral Grimwald, who is now CNO, has got a personal interest in Balfour. He's flown with us. And came down to Kampui there a couple times. And when he was relieved of duty before he went to take over CNO, he was relieved in Saigon before flew a four-plane Diamond right over him, about 1,500 feet, because it got shit hot. So zooming, baby, knows we exist. He's got a kind spot in his heart for us. It's always helped when the orders are coming out. Being in one of the most elite squadrons in the Navy, that helps too. And by the way, Carol, how are you? I've never gotten to meet you yet. I've heard your voice on the tape, and I've talked to you several times on the telephone. This time I was drunk at the time, and I stole the phone from your hubby. But I'm looking forward to coming back down there and meeting you. Hope your husband's gone at the time, but that doesn't work out really. You can just line me up with somebody else. I expect to get down to Norfolk when I get out of here. And I think for months later, I'll probably do a little traveling around, maybe try and get a hop a plane that goes to the East Coast and down sea for a couple days or weeks. Before I go home and after I go home, it's going to depend on where I go from here. I'll probably be leaving in March. I'll probably stay around the first 2-3 days in March and leave then. For 12 months in country and get that extra month of being here. Tax purposes and all that good stuff. If I'm lucky and get VR-21, I'll be coming back over here, sparking up that combat pay by flying into Saigon once a month. Of course, I won't feel bad about collecting it after getting 400 missions over here. That's what I should have by the time I finish. That won't be bad at all. I'll let them give me the pay and take the tax deduction. But things sound like you're going fairly well down there. You didn't tell how you get along with your boss. I assume you're getting along okay. About way for a change of command. Said that August is Colonel's gonna leave and we're gonna get a new one. Well, when that happens, you start a phrase with the army. Only two pilots there and a couple of airplanes. Should have it fairly well marked. You don't sound like you're real happy about it, but well, you gotta make the most of wherever you are. You only have a couple years. Everything is an experience. I told myself that many times, especially when I was in San Diego jail. Or, this is an experience. You'll have to remember that. I remembered it 3 weeks later. God damn, I'm here again. Getting more experiences and more experiences. That's basically the aim, I guess. That, by the way, I think I've told you everything on that came out of the Man, they didn't write that up on the fitness reports. He said, against his better judgment, seeing that I got out of both of them, and paid buku money for it, that he wasn't going to write me up. I thanked him for two plates, and hope that I... Well, as long as I'm over here, I don't have to worry about it. Nobody's gonna go any place. If anybody gets me, just get my drunk with me. 5 feet from the bar, it's kind of hard to stay sober, except that I work about every night. One thing I don't do is fly before I, or drink before I fly. Of course, I might drink all night before I fly. But you still get a good night's sleep. 3-4 hours. Yeah, I've done that before. Of course, being in the back seat, that's about the only time I do that. Don't like to cut down on my chances. Still be followed. One of the most precious son of a guns around. Not as precious as some. There's a difference there between crisis and going to extremes. In crisis and good, but still get the job done. But if you're crisis and fall off at 4,000 feet, doesn't mean you get the job done. How is everything else going? I got a letter from Ed the other day. I sent home a paper a week or so ago. Time goes by too fast. I lose track of it. Time goes by. But I sent them a paper. They've been a pretty happy page. I didn't tell them about our last fiasco there. I suppose Mom will tell us to come down and see you. She'll probably listen to this one. Who knows there's virtually few things that happen here. Same old me, I guess. That's a kind of story. But, I sent home a page, talked to everybody, and got a letter from Red, covered a few things. Never really get the full story on what's happening at home. Red's letter, it sounded kind of depressing. She was, they had to seem to be having a few problems there. Kind of like to know about it. They don't want to tell me about it, but they got enough things to worry about over here. But, there isn't too much I can do about it. What are you doing? Yeah, I'm sure you are. I'd like to know what the... things just look kind of great in the farm zone. Sounds like dating papers. Sounds like Mom is having a good time. As she talked to Mike, and probably mentioned I came up and saw him. Really good to see him. I didn't send you a page just to see him. But I got up there, I double hopped, I triple hopped one day, had a night off. A couple nights before Mike was going to come in. And so I faded my night off to the phone and see. And he through hip hop a couple nights before, and then I get a night off, and a day off, then I decide, oh, and then I hit the next day off, and play the metal on. Anyway, I went up to Saigon, and then I went to the exchange, still couldn't find anything in the exchanges. I was hoping to find some stuff for my camera, for some tapes and books or anything. You know how it goes. These things are just pretty damn hard to come by over here. And then I went over and sat around that terminal off the building there, ready for Mike to get in. I got there a couple of hours before his flight arrived. I sat around, had a few beers, four or five, and finally his plane came in. And I went out, I was up in their operations, Pan Am operations in Orlando. And Mike called in and said, they just touched down. So, guy, call back and said, well, I didn't tell Sikorsky that his brother's here. I said, yeah, right, send him out to the plane. So I went out there, and they just unloaded all the people. I go running up the steps, and there's old Mike. His hands, he's introducing me to beautiful round-eyed girls. It's been so long since I've seen one. 4 months is going to be a long time. And there's six of them. They're all, about four of them are outstanding. Two of them are so-so. And Mike introduces me and I shake hands. And he steps back to the fifth one, introduces me. She's sitting in a chair all by herself. Stands up and asks, what's his hands do? Just grabs me and throws a big old kiss on me. Didn't you like that better? I was too stunned talking. 3 days. And so the other one followed suit. Tried to run her off to the said we had to go to the back of the plane. Make into love. Promised that I'd buy her BP Saigon keys if she would, but she didn't. So we sat around there and talked to her for a while. Tried to convince her that she could come back and be my roommate. And even got the captain blessed. The captain came back to the board and asked if you'd really mind if you missed the stewardess. And he said he didn't mind if you'd go with me. Told her I'd get married that day. But he said something about having a fiance that was going to be waiting for her back in San Francisco. A few other minor details, which I didn't think were important. But she seemed to think they were important enough to stay with her. But anyway, it was really nice to see all of my beat. I'd be in the Philippines in September. First place I'm going is Pan Am operations. Say what stews are in. The kids in town. It's been a long dry war. It has been a long dry war. That's beside the point. The moving out bunch out here. This is the 13th. By the way, this is the 13th of July, 1970. About 8, it could be 2040. Yeah, I've got another hour and a half here before I get ready to skim the tide of communist aggression. Besides, tonight I'm flying a front seat for a new airplane. Getting a fair ride in the sky and the airlines. There I go, my last package. I was. We're going to leave Bone Cow. We've got a final date. First date is 20th. No, we've got 7 more days. So we'll go back to Vancouver. I'll be glad to, see us move. I like it here at Bone Cow. It's really great. Living conditions, like mentioned, living conditions. Big room, our own bathroom, our own tiled floors, a bar, and all this. You know, minor conveniences that make a war worthwhile. But we're gonna have to say goodbye to all this good living and move back down to the OQ room, Vancouver. They built a new set of BLQs for us. Then they moved a bunch of Arvins in there instead. But the pack fell off. And, so now we're going to just fill up all of the rooms in the BLQ that was there when you were there. And in my room that I had before, now taken over. But the plan is moving a bit. And the rumor goes that I have to double up with somebody in one of those rooms until September. Which is not making me happy. Especially after I already bought a room. I've been living in it for a while. And I won't be one of the junior men, but I'll be one of the junior men moving. So I don't know. That's the rumor I've got. I haven't arrived at it yet. And, well, I have a roommate that probably might lose another fight. Funniest thing happened. Fell in the sewer in the cavity. Oh, slipped out on the road and the ends took him away. Charlie took him away. So, don't know what happened to my road. I'll see what I can do when I get there. Of course, it might be just a nasty one. So we're gonna pull out a beautiful downtown Bone Cow. Have a grand exodus just through the old wagons to them to it. Guess we're gonna fly down there fly all of our operations out of Vancouver. Feel a lot better actually. I'm glad we're leaving. I think I've mentioned a few times talking. I love Bone Cow. Living is great. Liberty is greater. Cooking is great. But the bar is downtown is great. The cooking is expensive. You buy food, cheap food, and all that good stuff. But the flying here is not good. We go up on this area from here all around Parrot Street. It's a famous army artillery. Looks like my feet is about ready to have a quit, yeah. Army artillery out there that, I don't know, we just haven't gotten a good target to seem to do anything that was worth a damn. And, I went out there for a week and a half. And I was flying with one of our, I was flying with our only seed out there. The guy did not have a great love for it. The guy was, he's running scared and, father who's ever managed to call a lady. He's asked. And he'll call him a commander. It scares me out. To be able to. A lot of the guys say they wouldn't follow him out to the outhouse. But I was flying with him. For a week and a half, he wouldn't even look for a target. He would fly a regular patrol, and if nobody was getting shot up, he'd come home. When I say nobody was getting shot up, I mean the Navy personnel that he would assign to. If he saw flares that looked like some outpost or some army unit was in trouble, he wouldn't even call them up. See if they could do this. That just really got me mixed. I don't give a damn if I'm helping the Navy or the Army or the Air Force or Tarvin out there. They can use me. I can go out there and do all my service. Doing the service, that's what I'm here for. And I'm not here, contrary to popular belief, some people. I'm not here to fly 3,000 feet over the San Jose River, boring holes through the sky. I can do that in the United States. My sole purpose is delivering ordnance. Delivering people that need it when they need it. It's just been, I don't know, as I said, this area really quiet. Sweet Fall is probably the most pacified area around. There's just too many families. Not enough animals. And it's becoming real slow, and there's just no reason for us to be here. We're going in there, and the boats get two movers. About 200 meters away, we're going in there, dumping all our zoomies and stuff while they're really terrorizing the area, scaring the hell out of Charlie. Probably getting a couple of them. But when there's only two to work with, and we're working a couple hundred meters, they might get away. But tell a helicopter to come in there and fly down there and take care of them a lot better than we can. I mean, our ordnance load is designed for working heavy targets, and working heavy bunkers, and personnel. Just wasting it on, well, it's not really wasting it, using it on two people just does not get it. Of course, it has a great psychological aspect of value on Charlie. It scares the beavers out of it when the winner goes off. There's the thing. He sees the big fire in the sky light up, and all of a sudden there's a boom, and then there's a bigger boom. It goes ground to him. The first boom is where it breaks the sound barrier. 200 feet in front of the aircraft, and the second boom is when it hits the ground, it terrorizes the ground. There's a turn up, there's anyone that doesn't have society. Anyway, it works good for psychological, but meanwhile, down at Ben Cooley, they're covering all of the Delta. Below the parrot feet, but we're covering just one slice, let's say from kind of the Mekong River up to the came in to Saigon, one slice, you know, all 30 miles wide, about 80 miles long. We're covering the rest of the Delta, all of 4 foot, which is all the way down to the ship. They're running their patrols in three different areas, and just really covering this big area. And all three areas are fine. So we're running all those patrols over one area that is polar. So the main thinking here is that they need us down there. And I'll be glad to get back down there. No, it's just so grateful that you're somebody that likes what you do. Got him wounded. He got one of the three. I was on scramble with the last goal. We just very seldom get scrambled in the middle of the night shift. We have not been through it. Scrambled out of the middle of the night several times down there. Just hardly never was a scramble out here. I slept, hit the last goal, and ran at 2, got sleep. 5 o'clock. Scramble for a while. Army needs to contact him. They wanted some people to help him, and he has some ponies that can get there and just drop it. So we jump up, get dressed, and get out there. And full bore it out there. We're going to target him. 15 minutes, and there's this guy running, and he says, "Well, there's ponies. Hey, you made it here quick. You just asked me a few months ago." I said, "Yeah." And I guess it took about half an hour to get there. And that was travel time, about 16, 18 minutes in the end. So we go in, 2/3 of some of these bunch of slots, and we dump X all through it. Well, I'm requesting Pac-Air, but Pac-Air didn't want to fly that day. They said the weather was too bad. I suppose they got a ceiling must have been right around 6,000, 10,000 feet, somewhere. It was high ceiling. And so the guy says, "Well, you think you could go back and rearm and get back there?" He says, "Well, we can be back within an hour." "Oh, can you make it in an hour?" He says, "Well, I'd really appreciate it if you could get back here. If you can make it back that fast, so we just pull bar home and jump out of the airplane."
"Hello, hello, hello.
What is this?" My castle pet roommate that's going to fly my backseat tonight.
"Awesome. A new backseat.
Have fun. What are you doing?" Anyway, so we take these planes back. We jump out and we switch seats. I was riding backseat for John Weston. And we switch seats and I laid the flight back out there. We get back on station in about 35 minutes. The guy's going wild. Jesus, no, I checked in with him. "Oh, Roger, we just had a couple of your other pilots were up here. Different kind of flight was up here. They were prepared." I said, Roger, be aware that it's the same guy, but we're in different airplanes and good seats. He said, you're what? You had to go to Bunk Cod, didn't you? He said, yeah. You're back? Well, you wanted us right back. Okay, we'll use you. So they put us in again. I had the duty yesterday. I called up two different army units that won all of our names. I don't know if we got all the friendlies, but these two army units got the real greatest goddamn things to watch the face of the earth. They're putting us in for something. Probably a good commendation or something. I guess it's a little ground fire. Nothing to worry about, man. Black started last. I don't know what kind of BDA that we got out of that. Anyway, it's a pretty good thing. Anytime you do something like that, and you're helping these guys, that's what it's all about here. That's why I don't like to go around the holes and stuff. The old kid the other night pulled a super boner. I had the, let's get along with some of that thing. I'm up, flying back seat. We go up, we get about, we go on a four, about 150 miles away, and come down. I guess we get about 100 miles away, and go down this other area, we're about 80 miles from home plate. Started getting this gas on my stomach, and these guys are trying to fuck up a target, except me, anybody can use it. And I come up and say, getting a little crazy in the stomach, getting a little gas on it, and I'd like to return the plates. I said, well, we all start having a laugh. 10 minutes later, I'm getting this very urge to. So you take a step. And so I tell it, why don't we throw balls to the wall and get home and live? So I said, are you really bulletproof? And I said, I'm really bulletproof. And so he just got a chair around. Back on a full board. And he get already checked over these areas where they're firing already. You tell him he's got an aircraft malfunction, he's got to get home. So they stop the already and he goes tearing through. About 5 minutes out, and I'm getting my teeth. Killed my toenails and everything and strapped in that thing. Torso harness and everything. And trying to pass a little gas, which is not gas. And then it's all over and I can't stop. And so we land first. Just go off the runway and I call out to you so you get a pickup over here. We pull into the resentment and cut the engines. I jump out and I'm still just going. That's a great place. Oh my, the plane is a mess. Not a first for Bow 4. They wrote it up in the historical log of the first guy that couldn't make it back in time. I read one other time where a guy went out on a hop. He was only about 5 minutes off, and he got the urge, and he made a scramble back to the field. He jumped out of the airplane and got to the ditch in time. But I didn't. Anyway, so I my name went down in annals of Bow 4. And I said, so, I went up to was at Mike. After Mike took off, I had this Marine buddy that was still with us on Lakeland on gun spotting. And we gun shot all the Marines that fell every day. And I knew him fairly well. He was stationed in Saigon, so I went out with him. We went to BLQ and had a good meal. Hit a few of the bars down Saigon. A real city bar. Yeah, that was the story there. That means, no. What? Turn it off?
I'm not going to talk about that.
Why is that? Why is that? It's just my brother. Okay. I don't believe you. You lied. After she gave you the machine. You're old enough to hear some of it. Deshaun you mentioned with my girl down at the jam. I was thinking going up bed with her and take her off. I'm going to go off. My nights off, I give them all 4 nights off in a month. And she had a birthday in June, I thought I'd break the bed. Yeah. And I was taking, starting to care of it. I wasn't seeing her too much. And she kept saying she wasn't going out. So I went in and saw her. I was working there for 2 weeks straight without getting a night off. Nobody was getting any nights off. The Sensei Pollock's down to Ben Tui, and we were expecting some new guys to come in. They haven't shown up yet. And so finally on the 4th of July, we had this all-hands party. I got off a couple hours in the afternoon and found saw Sean. And it's holy. 4th of July, I pick her up in the morning. And she goes to the park. And so, 4th, I had to fly in the afternoon, Friday and Saturday. I couldn't go to the party in the daytime, go at night. So I get up early in the morning, I thought, well, I'm going to Sean's place and told her I'll pick her up tonight. I go over there and knock on the door, and some guy answers the door. What you did? So I left. She didn't come to the door, so I just walked out. And I didn't pick her up that night. Yeah. I just haven't been back ever since. Pretty quick. I think before I leave, I'm going to go. Still got a present. That is invested. John is a pretty nice kid. And, I ended up, one of the nights I got drunk, went down a couple nights and I got drunk. Went off with other ones. He said she loved me. Cuckoo. Found out it was cuckoo money later on. I don't know. Kid did. I swore our hook was there. Yeah, before I leave, I'm going to go look at God. Yeah. He was pretty good kid. Go off in the bed. I was supposed to have somebody come back from the last night. He gave her the money to come on a taxi. She said she loved me, boo too, her love and all this. And she would come stay with me, but she never showed up. She sat back there at the bar. Everybody in Bunk out here is getting ready to leave. He's getting as much liberty as they can. It's like when I was down in Vancouver, 5 weeks, I never went to town. Well, far enough, I feel like drinking every night. I never went to town. So, our girls in Bunk out, they're not good, they're a little expensive. Like, Sean, he's going to charge me anything. I buy her, so he's over there. I buy her, so he's going to kill. That's different. That's life. It's a hell of a war over here, I tell you. That day at a car. I said, if you listen, leave your teeth alone, I hope first, and then get out the fire escape. Well, I suppose if John is right, you might be going forward thinking, realizing that the war is hell, all men are animals, all that stuff. Because if she hears that, she might not line me up. I'm gonna be going to the Philippines and put in the Philippines last of August, third 5 days of September. And I might just be over there. I haven't got any word yet. Probably won't know until I am. If Jack needs anything, he's selfish, but I'll tell it to you. I think Obama still is good. You might buy it in selfies, or if I can, I'll order it in selfies and just have them keep it until I get sent to the duty station. I don't know if they can do that. Plus, I could plan on going home for it. They're going on and on in November, probably last November, first December, go to Sydney, and then go take a week's leave. In February, we'll be getting about all our new places coming in February. So maybe if they're able to take off and reach leave, cause they're Hong Kong, and then maybe stop in Japan a day or two and go home. I'll probably be leaving the first part of March, more than likely. Then I'll tell them I'll stick around until Skipper. Our XL gets changed, man. Maybe they get to stay with the whole class and come back to it. Most of them. Oh, by the way, I'm a major sample. I realize some of these things are concerning. Art and stuff. But I mean, that's the way things go. Do the best you can over here. Work yourself to the luckiest son of a gun in the world. I'm not going to go out and make some stupid mistakes. But sometimes you get a little complacent because everything is so quiet. Things are flying in the state. If something big comes up, you might not be ready for it. Of course, then again, a lot of the guys, not everybody in my class, that was here, they've never even seen ground fire yet. And been able to reach out and hit the 50 cal shell illuminating my airplane. So, I've kind of got an edge on that. Seen 50 cal shot at me, and hasn't hit me yet, I've seen it damn close. And firefights with this stuff. This gal is not that you want to go after. Sometimes you get it and you don't expect it. But at least I've seen it. I expect it. I'm not going to go running scared when it comes out. It's going to be damn feisty. Said, I'm looking forward to going on Vancouver. It's a good get the squad together. Fly both squadrons. Another thing is get down to Vancouver. It's going to be six people off tonight. So, well, it's still 36 pilots. It still takes six. You get a night off every 6 days. About 4 a month. Again, same thing as before, but you'll be off a lot of other people. Hike you down, terrorize. I don't mean not against them. See how the pictures are down there. Long Pal, they were great. You know, I get a few pictures. That's a damn good camera. That's a real good picture. I guess about the only thing I've got to worry about now is just getting my stuff moved, get moved down to Vancouver, start a new collateral duty. It's getting around doing a lot of different things here. It's all pretty good. Still smoking cigarettes. Gotta do something. Haven't heard from Pat Hyland yet. Oh, 70 Dave Sam's address. Get a hold of Dave. Let's get a hold of Brian. Send me the address. I'll get him a letter. I was going to send Dave a letter, but all I've got is his parents. And my parents get around here. He might get lost. Christmas cards, yeah. He can send all of them. Yeah, Dave, everybody else. Get a hold of the cards and stuff. But Brian, my mail address would be Ben Cleary again. I have the correct address in the back of the page. Call home, call and mention that I'll be being Ben Cleary. They have my old address. I think I just sent him the page. Ben's not good. Also, the mom should be coming in. She'll probably stop in and see your mom and Mike. Say hi to her. Tell her things are going well over there. And kids having a ball. Actually, it's... I am. It's very satisfying work. I like it. I think it's a greatest thing I could have gotten. I think it's a lot better than debts. And now I'm looking forward to going into some multi engines like feather number 4 and then fast pitch side and all that stuff. Fly lots of motors and stuff. Just playing with your dealers and engine or something. Always get that other one. Everything else turns to worms, you can always eject. Seats work. Even in Bart's case, I mentioned that. I think just didn't get out of the shape.